Welcome to A Burning Fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Let us focus our attention on a phrase that we find in Galatians chapter 6. Paul wrote, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Now, the phrase upon which I want us to focus our attention is, "Be not deceived." This passage of Scripture here in Galatians discusses several matters that are crucial to Christian character, very important in this matter of living in a Christ-like fashion. The brethren of Galatia were urged to sow to the Spirit, following the ways of the teaching of the Holy Spirit, and to support their teachers, and be helpful to one another, even to all people. And they were warned that one reaps as he sows. He encourages them to persevere and not grow weary in well-doing. And in verse 7, he admonishes, "Be not deceived." Now, this is the admonition upon which we turn our attention. Friend, what does it mean to be deceived? Well, there are several words that might be used to define it, such as being beguiled, misled, seduced, led astray, taken into error. James 5 and verse 19 says, "Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth," the word "err" here is the concept of being deceived. In Matthew chapter 24, the Lord said, "Take heed that no man deceive you." You see, we can be led to believe things are not true that are true, and we can believe that things are false that are not really false. And we may be honest and sincere in the things of which we hold a very strong conviction, but let's realize the Lord teaches us there is the possibility that we can be misled, that we could be deceived. Now, this warning proves once again the possibility of apostasy. Here were Christian people being warned not to fall away. And yet we have teachers come along today and say, "Well, you can't fall." Well, that's false, of course. The human being is vulnerable. He's always open to attack from the devil. To think otherwise is, well, friend, it's to be deceived. Is to take leave of the meaning of words, and one must deny observable history in order to repudiate the Scripture, to think that he is beyond deception. John tells us if we think we haven't sinned, we deceive ourselves. Now, this "be not deceived," this is a warning, this is a calling for alertness, for caution, and for staying on guard. And there are so many examples of people in the Bible of being deceived. The serpent deceived Eve, 1 Timothy chapter 2. Jacob deceived Isaac in making Isaac believe that he was Esau, the older brother, Genesis 27. And later on, the man Laban deceived Jacob, giving him Leah rather than Rachel for his wife, Genesis 29. And Joseph's brothers, oh, they deceived their father, Jacob, into thinking that Joseph was dead, when actually Joseph was very much alive, and he was prospering in the land of Egypt, Genesis chapter 37. Friend, a person can be deceived by other people, and he can deceive himself. And that's the most dangerous deception that there is. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 16, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them." Notice now how he describes them. "For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." He wrote again in Ephesians 4, "Therefore we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive." Let's realize that there are those in our world, their ambition, their goal, their intent is to deceive, mislead other people. And of course, that's to their own personal advantage that they would do that. In Ephesians 5 and verse 6, Paul said, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." In Colossians chapter 2, he wrote, "And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words." To those in Thessalonica, he said, "Let no man deceive you by any means." And again, John said, "These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you." And he said, "For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." Let's be awakened. Let's be aware. Let's be alert to the reality of the possibility we can be deceived. Now, there's a way to prevent it. There's a way to keep that from happening. There's a way out of it. But we can be deceived. And because we can be deceived by others, we must adhere closely and strictly to the divine revealed rule, taking heed to such warnings, such as that is given in 1 John 4, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Well, false prophets deceive. They lead you to believe something to be true when it is not true. They will teach doctrines as if they have come from God, but they have not come from God. They've come from the theologians. They've come from the so-called scholars. They've come from the denominational clergymen. They've come from the creed books and the catechisms and the disciplines. They're not the Word of God, and people who believe them, they're deceived. Paul urged, "Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good." How do you prove all things? Well, you do like the noble Bereans. You search the Scriptures. They did it daily to see whether or not these things were so. But we can deceive ourselves, and this is a deadly condition. Paul warned, "Let no man deceive himself," 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. James 1:22 speaks of a man deceiving himself when he is a hearer of the word, but not a doer of the word. Does not this warn those who say they believe, but do not obey the commandments of God? We can deceive ourselves by following our personal opinions rather than the thus saith the Lord, going by what we like and dislike and what our feelings are and our traditions and our creeds and such as that men follow, rather than the authority of the Bible. Those who are content to be misinformed and uninformed and who will close their minds, they don't have a proper regard for the truth, they don't love the truth, they are so subject to deception. And being honest and sincere, friend, and I repeat this to you, it does not immunize one from being a potential victim of deception. Let us consider some areas where people, even ourselves, can be deceived. One is deceived to think that unrighteousness shall somehow inherit the kingdom of God anyway. Now, Paul wrote, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Yet some people practice those evil things and still think God is going to take them to heaven. A similar teaching is found in Galatians chapter 5. Some seem to think that because God loves them, that God must necessarily approve of them and would not punish the evildoer. Folks, that's a false idea. They deny the reality of punishment. They deny the reality of hell. They think in some way they're going to get around what God has said, and their wickedness, without repentance, will just be overlooked, and they come to God, and God will accept them just the same, regardless of what they do. How deceived one is when he refuses to believe in the wrath and in the justice of God, as well as his mercy and his love. And people are deceived to think that associations don't matter. In 1 Corinthians 15, evil companions corrupt good morals, according to the American Standard Version. The power of influence is great, friend. It can and does run both ways, of course. We can influence others. Others can influence us. Paul said, "For none of us live to himself, and no man dieth to himself." Friend, choosing our friends, choosing our occupational habits, partners, choosing our marital mates, all associations, they affect us, and we cannot disregard the power of that influence. One is deceived who contends that there's no sin in his life. Paul said, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Even Christians sin at times, 1 John chapter 1. And if we say we haven't, we're liars and we deceive ourselves. You see, becoming a child of God does not impart escape from temptation. It doesn't produce sinless perfection in our life. This is why remaining faithful to the body of Christ, the church, is so important. It is in his body that we find his blood, and we're cleansed by his blood, 1 John 1 and verse 9. So it's unrealistic to close our eyes to our own sins. Hell will be populated by many people who are deceived in this life, who thought that were outside of the reach of Satan and his wiles. The Christian, although he at times sins, he does not live in that state of sin. He lives following after Christ. He is prohibited by divine law to continue in that state and condition of being alienated from God. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. To be deceived, it certainly is a depressing sort of thought. We realize that we need the truth. The truth is that by which we are made free, free from that which would destroy us and would damn our soul. But people can come along and say something and you accept it without measuring it by the word of God. It may be true, it may not be true. And if you don't measure it by thus saith the Lord, friend, you are most vulnerable to being deceived. Paul admonishes, "Be not deceived." Christ warned, "Let no man deceive you." Friend, we can prevent deception with a knowledge of what God has taught us. And that's the reason you should take your Bible and be regular in your study of the Bible so that you will not be deceived. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.